ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Welcome to our program The Key here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we would like to offer our congratulations to our esteemed listeners because today is the anniversary of the birthday of the third Imam of the family of the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Today on The Key, we're going to be looking at a very important question, and that question is, what proof is there that Imam Hussein actually received the imamate and was a recipient of the imamate after his brother Imam Hassan? This question might seem at first glance to be silly and superficial, because a lot of us have taken it for granted, the imamate of each of the imams. But to be honest, if we look at this problem in a historical fashion, we will see that in the past, this wasn't such an easy matter for a lot of the followers of the maktab and the school of thought of the Ahlul Bayt. A lot of times, there was a great dispute amongst the followers of the family of the Prophet, of the imams, regarding the succession of an imam, or who was to succeed a preceding imam, right? And because of this, if you look at the annals of history, and also if you take a glance at the texts regarding the subject of the various firaq and sects within Islam, you see that there was a lot of offshoots from tashayyu and Shi'ism regarding this problem, right, regarding this matter. Right? When an imam would pass away, and a lot of people, different people would start believing in the imamate of different people, right? So this is an important topic. Fortunately, we have many hadiths which have been narrated regarding the imamate of each of the imams. Regarding Imam Hussein alayhi salam, we have many hadiths regarding the succession of Imam Hussein and his being the imam. Hadith which we would like to recite for you today has been narrated from the Lady Fatima, his mother. The Lady Fatima, salamullah alayha, narrated the following. The Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, came to me after I gave birth to Hussein alayhi salam. So I gave him, meaning Imam Hussein, to the Prophet in a yellow cloth, which he cast aside, and he wrapped him in a white cloth. He then said, Fatima, take him. He is indeed an imam. خُذْ بِهِ يَا فَاطِمَةَ فَإِنَّهُ إِمَامٌ. And the son of an imam, ibnu imamin, and from his loins, and the son of an imam, he is the father of nine imams. From his loins will come virtuous imams, the ninth of whom will be Al-Qa'im, the awaited savior of mankind. This is very explicitly states that is the Imam Hussein alayhi salam, his imamate was indeed transferred to him from his brother Imam Hassan alayhi salam, and also subsequently the imamate was passed from him to his sons and his grandsons. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the proof for the imamate of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hussein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy, on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.